It's been a discouraging few months for American companies that want to go public. The number of initial public offerings in the U.S. is down 41% compared to the same time last year. Analysts are calling it the Facebook freeze. No company wants to see their big debut in the stock market go as badly as it went for Facebook. But the numbers also show that IPOs were going out of fashion even before Facebook tanked. Robert Smith from our Planet Money team explains why entrepreneurs have different dreams these days.
Here's a classic story of how a multi-million dollar company gets started. There was a young guy. His name is Sung Bak, and he was on a trip to China. And he gets back to his hotel room late one night. He turns on the TV.
And I'm flipping through channels, and you know, in the middle of China, they're showing Korean dramas all around the clock, right?
Korean soap operas, like this one called Bachelor's Vegetable Store, about a bunch of sexy guys selling organic produce to older women.
자, 이놈이 암놈.
Sung Bak is Korean-American, but he'd never thought much about these soap operas until he noticed they were everywhere.
Like, I went to a bachelor party in Cancun. I mean, they're airing Korean drama dubbed in Spanish.
And it hit him. He was going to start a website to bring all these crazy soap operas from around the world to America. The site is called Drama Fever. They now have 2 million viewers. Bak and his co-founder raised a bunch of money from private investors. But this is where the old startup story has a completely different ending. Sung Bak doesn't want Drama Fever to go public.
Maybe it's just me personally. That stuff to me is all vanity and it's just not that important.
An IPO used to be the final step for a fast-growing company. Everyone wanted to be Microsoft or Apple or Google, sell shares to thousands of people, make $1 billion, throw a huge party at your headquarters.
All right, everyone, are you ready?
This is the scene outside the Facebook offices last month. There was hope in the markets that a huge successful IPO could tempt other high-tech firms to also go public. But even as Mark Zuckerberg rang that bell to open trading, other CEOs were thinking, not me.
People don't really see it as a badge of honor anymore. It's a hassle.
Jay Shekhawat is the head of a private company called Fieldglass. It's a high-tech firm that helps other companies find and manage workers. And he gets these calls all the time from investment bankers who want him to go public. But he says there are three big reasons that tech firms like his aren't biting.
Well, the first is that there is a tremendous compliance cost to going public.
Thanks to those big corporate scandals at places like Enron and WorldCom, there are a lot of new rules to protect shareholders. Companies that go public have to revamp the whole way they do their accounting. The second reason to avoid an IPO, Shekhawat says, is that the stock market demands constant growth in revenues. It's relentless. And if you start to disappoint your shareholders too many times, then you have the final reason to avoid going public.
Then you are orphaned.
Orphaned. A company can become orphaned when its stock plunges in value. Investment analysts stop talking about your company. Then no one wants to buy or sell the stock. It's a very sad ending to the IPO story.
Yes, it is sad. And you don't even get visitors. There's no relatives either.
There is a general attitude that the cool kids sell their companies rather than going public.
Spencer Raskoff did the cool thing a few years ago. He sold his internet travel site Hotwire to Expedia. But Raskoff has come around to a different view of the public company. When he started his next business, Zillow, a real estate information site, Raskoff had bigger dreams.
Look at other giant technology companies. Look at what Apple has accomplished or Google or Microsoft. It would be impossible for those companies to have accomplished what they've accomplished had they stayed private.
And so Raskoff bucked the trend. He took Zillow public last year, and he doesn't regret it. And he's not too worried that the IPO or the public company will die off anytime soon. Raskoff says that a lot of tech CEOs are like bachelors who swear they will never get married, that it's too much of a hassle. And then the next thing you know, they're walking down the aisle. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.